truly am witnessing like a caravan. I'm just kind of filing in. So we want to remember how available these higher focuses are. Sometimes we can think of them in the linear in terms of, oh, someone I worked with, or they're saying play in the garden. They're really not thrilled when I keep saying work. Played in the garden in another lifetime is here to support me. But the more that we understand we're tapping into our own higher self, our own higher destiny, we'll get further faster, because it's not like a telephone line where you're waiting and hoping someone reports and shows up for you. So the more that we remember, it's like our new lifestyle is currently present. In other words, wherever we are, they say wherever we are, God is. But our God nature, our God self, is eternally one with us. So as we graduate, as we step up to our true adherence, we come into that greater benevolence. We come into that greater soul satisfaction, because we no longer jockey for position. In other words, we're no longer looking for the middleman. We're no longer looking for a handout from above, that we're going within to our own good tidings, our own good fortune, our own good reservoir. So as we will receive these, they're saying these love enjoyments. So again, they're using the word love intentionally, because obviously it's Valentine's Day and we tend to think of, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you. But what we're doing is coming into that universal love and graduating where there's no more omission, there's no more lack. It's sort of like, well, you did well, but you not so thrilled with today. Because what we project outward is just a sign of the times of how committed we are truly to our own provisions, our own luxury. So in effect, what we're doing is we're constantly turning that switch on and off in terms of marrying the beloved within, opening up to our Christ potentiality. Potentiality, it's already, we're already home, but potentiality in terms of us driving from that union, from that sense of oneness. And so as we will receive our holy endowment. Now, when I just received our holy endowment, it was like whole, complete. So remember, it's one download, and then we sort of look through the gifts. Like, ooh, what's in the care package? What do we receive? I saw it as like one pie. So in essence, you usually don't sit and eat a pie in one sitting, or at least you tend to cut slices before you eat. So we take the slivers, we take it based on our appetite, but the download of currency, of relevance, that entire pie, that entire union, that one broad stroke, brushstroke, is here in its totality. So we're coming to assume the providence. We're coming to assume our highest claim, our highest promotional value. We do that with regularity. In other words, at times when we don't doubt ourselves, at times when we're totally relaxed, we're one with that Christ brilliance. We're one with that Christ mind. We are the ones then that turn off the faucet, that look the other way, that go into they're saying the stratosphere, but again, all of that conflict, all of that attack. And so what we're doing is we're learning to face our truth. Now, when they said face our truth, I literally had one of these, I'm not hungry, but you think I would with the pies. Now we're talking about cake. But the reason they're showing me this cake, it's like colored sprinkles mixed within the cake. Now, the reason I see this is in my awareness, the way my mind operates, I see that as very special. It's not everyday cake. It's like super ordinary. So we're coming to understand our own gifting. So that super ordinary lifestyle is our true essence. It's always been here, but we've been attending to lack. We've been attending to separation. We've been attending to suffering. That's the name of the game in 3D. Now we are each here as hosts of the new kingdom. We're each here to bring forth luxury and relevance. In other words, we're opening up to our, and they're saying receive this and receive this well, natural lifestyle. In other words, so when we always feel like, oh, this doesn't feel like home, well, it really isn't. It really isn't. If you're attuned to this vibration, if this attracts you, it's because that signal is sponsoring your truest self, your truest relevance. And it's like, something is attracting me here. You're receiving yourself. It's like, this feels more familiar. This feels more like home. So as we will receive our light, as we will receive our endorsement, so receiving our light, receiving our endorsement is offering ourselves to our highest presence. And so as we will offer ourselves as one unified function, and when I'm saying this, it's like we attune to our linear lifestyle. However, when we attune to our normal unified function, we're showing our true relevance, our true colors. In other words, instead of seeing things from 3D, instead of seeing things from lack, we open up to our true accommodations. This is where what you saw before yesterday, you suddenly will see with new relevance. In other words, I don't know how to solve this problem. I just can't figure it out. There's no solution. You come in the higher frequency, suddenly you get that idea. Suddenly you get inspired. Suddenly you commit to that frequency, and you call forth that relevant reconciliation. In other words, whatever you need to solve the puzzle, because you're coming in with your unified status. So as we will receive these attunements, now remember, this is why we're here. We're not here just to function in 3D. We're here to bring forth the relevance. Now, when I say relevance, I've got this like rainbow energy, and the idea is the full color spectrum. In other words, our true self. So as we will entitle ourselves, remember the cake, and I just saw like, it was like vanilla cake, but it was like all like confetti colors inside. These confetti colors are symbolic of our highest glands. So, and they're not just plain primary colors either. It's like cyan and magenta and all these colors that we're attuning to in terms of the rays. And we're coming in to set the new forecast, to set the new barometer, to set the intention on love. So when we talk about love, it's not like, oh, I love you too. It's recognizing our home base. In other words, just think of, an animal, like, you know, they need certain temperature. Chinchilla has quite the requirements. Everyone knows chinchilla. So do we. So we're not looking for separation consciousness to fill the bill. We're not looking for another to be pleasing to us. We're bringing forth our own allowance. So it's like showing up at a party. I brought my own cake. I brought my own refreshments. Now we're learning to do this again and again. So it's not just one treatment, one dose, healer, heal me. Now I'm going to go back to my 3D consciousness. It's learning how to revitalize the healer within. We are each healers. We are here again, attuning consciousness to the broad stroke of love. So as we will open up our gifting pleasure, in other words, as we will open up to receive, as we will open up for liftoff, as we'll open up our finest circuitry, and they're showing me like someone like opening up their fine china cabinet, like, oh, the company's coming. So we're again learning how to receive ourselves in relevance. So the company that we would make a fuss about, that we would go get the special dessert, special china, is our own selves, This is where we're trying to solve the world problems from a backward status. We can't solve the world's problems from the consciousness that mass consciousness is aligned to. We're going to contribute to moving consciousness to a new vibratory status through our own achievement, through our own endeavor. So there are many light workers that we got the open heart. How can I serve? How can I serve? But we're serving out of emptiness. So it only gets us so far. So now what we're doing is to be the bridge maker. In other words, coming higher, coming into full consent, coming into full and truest value. So they keep saying full, and you want to think about that. It's like, is your tank full? Is your love tank full? You're not seeking outer endorsements. Please love me. We're seeking our own relevance, our own chalice. So the Holy Grail, self-pleasure, self-endorsement. So as we will receive our true accommodations, so when we're receiving this energetically, remember, everything you're experiencing in life is an outpicturing of your truest value. In other words, are you connected with Source full time, always and forever? Or are you in poverty? You can be financially rich and be in great poverty. So this poverty is not about the golden coins necessarily. If you have the golden coins, but you don't understand your connection to Source, well, then you're still in misery. So what we're doing is we're coming in full value. In other words, opening up to love's broadcast in all good measures. Now, we all have different areas. If we were all suffering in that same area, we couldn't function. So it's sort of sprinkled. Everyone's got places of remedy. So as we will receive this, and they're saying love's endorsement, it's remembering, as we source our holiness, as we source our highest value, as we allow that full sensation, then what we're experiencing in terms of the outer, in terms of how do I solve this linear concern, is brought into higher mastery. Now, as we come into full allowance, then we bring forth that remedy. Well, I figured this out, and here's how I did it. Here's how you can do it. Whether we speak it, whether we articulate it, whether we write it, whether we just simply hold the answer in our frequency and we walk around the planet. Remember, there is no separation. So once you hold those keys, you bring forth the remedy to the collective. So as we will receive in full endorsement, in other words, opening in greatest measure. How do I put this in words? They're saying, like, believe it or not, some of us are still committed to striving. In other words, we think we have to prove ourselves worthy, or we got to work hard. Like, if we just received it with grace, then we wouldn't feel like we earned it. So that's of the ego. This is already who we are. We don't have to earn it. We have to allow it. That's where the allocation comes in. Where we're dropping that need for punishment, that need for I gotta make up, I gotta make amends. As you receive that love's allowance, you realize it's right there in front of you. So this is where sometimes we choose to suffer. We choose, and they're saying this is very important, we choose to elongate the process. Imagine you could be done at 4 o'clock, but you work really, really hard to prove yourself worthy and accomplished, and you finish at 10 o'clock when you didn't have to. you were good to go at 4. So this is where we're changing our minds about self. The energies that masters that took the path to awakening in other timelines were functioning out of other energies. So what was needed, they're saying, for with prolonged relevance, in other words, 30 years in the cave. We've done that already. Some of those masters we read about were us. We've done that. So what we're learning how to do is to drop the necessary achievement. Well, I have to earn it. I have to, show my worth, prove my worth, demonstrate responsibility, be a good steward. Be a good steward means to receive in good measure and demonstrate, I'm going to say God, whatever word holds true for you, God's abundance through and through. It doesn't mean suffering in the name of the divine. So as we will receive liftoff and good pleasure. So liftoff, good pleasure, immediacy, whatever energies, whatever words you can receive. If you want to receive that whole pie we discussed, you want to receive that birthday cake with the confetti sprinkles mixed into the cake batter, a bouquet of flowers, a shamrock, a leprechaun, and a pot of gold. Whatever surfaces for you. I literally have the Holy Grail, the cup, and it's just sort of, it's levitating. It's just like in alignment with my higher self. So that's what I perceive. There's no wrong or right. It's they're saying consciousness of choice. So it has a lot to do with prior lifetimes, what comes to our awareness. How do I put this in words? What he's basically saying is, are you willing? Are you willing? It's Melchizedek. He's like, you can announce me. You can announce me. So cute. What he's saying is, are you willing? We're willing to have this linear timeline. Well, don't get too good too fast. Are you willing in the now moment? Are you willing in the now moment? Can you create spaciousness for miracles to occur? Remembering, miracles are changes of perception, increase in frequency, alliance with the beloved. Because out of that relevance, guess what? It's not just a one-time miracle. You are the miracle. So the more that we understand that it's our own relevance, it's our own accommodations that we're willing to align with, through and through. It means we don't go down in vibration to come into agreement with friends, with fellowship, with mass consciousness. They're saying with roll call, roll call. To allow yourself to be your own unique witness. That means you're charged being the first to go. That means it requires standing out. And that's a little bit different than we've all been socialized. To permit your frequency to stand out. To not attack and put down others because it's customary to do. It's just natural conversation. To permit yourselves to align with your own frequency and occurrence. What you're receiving, what you're knowing to be true. And they're saying receive, receive, receive. Trinity, receive, receive, receive. That means following love's endorsement in how it's been dictated by your higher self. Sometimes it means going alone, parting ways with old lifestyles. can't be in alignment with your old frequency and the new simultaneously. So a lot of us are at crossroads at various aspects of self. Can't hold on to the old story and commit to a healing. Eeny, mean, they're saying eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Because they watch. Now, when I say they, your higher self is included in the they. It's your own higher self watching. Watching. So as they're saying, we rewrite our story. Rewrite our story. Who are we? What is our true nature, our true heritage? Because as we will receive this within, those choices, those decision-making, those moments where we choose the light, we choose the love, we choose the holy remembrance, they get easier because we're no longer aligned, assisted by poverty, by separation, by fellowship of a mass variety. In other words, old belief, old consciousness. We may not always be making the popular choice at the moment. It's part of the initiation to stand out. It all works fine at the end, but this is the initiation to choose love's requirement. Love's requirement. Remember, the more that we understand our natural heritage, the easier it is to choose, to play along, to coincide. They're saying, let us receive with mirth and laughter. It's actually easy. Takes us a little bit of time sometimes to find out exactly how easy it actually is. So as we will receive with love's endorsement, that means filling up your own loving cup. Love's endorsement. Whether you're drinking prosperity, you're receiving hearts into your higher heart. I have my old kitty cat arriving at my heart. Whatever imagery arrives, trust it. Love's endorsement. So that's your seal of approval. That's whatever totem arrives. That's your symbol to help you choose. If no symbol arrived, claim a symbol. Ask for a symbol. You may get a color. Someone seeing a lion. Let us receive.